This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Missouri Congressman Sam Graves, who's also the ranking Republican and soon-to-be chairman of the House Small Business Committee. We want to get his thoughts on the vote in the House of Representatives on Thursday, passing a permanent extension of the middle-class tax cuts, but noticeably not extending the tax cuts for the wealthiest Americans, which the Democrats have promised to block if at all possible. And Congressman, thanks so much for being with us.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Chicken crap is how John Boehner described this move by the Democrats today. What was your sentiment on what was done and why?
Well, I mean, extremely frustrating when you've got this Congress, who obviously is, you know, which is being run by Speaker Pelosi, and their idea is to spend more and then tax more. And that's essentially what this bill did. It's going to allow taxes to be increased on a segment of the population, and particularly hard hit is going to be small businesses. Those small businesses that file their income tax as an individual or as a couple, they're going to get hit very hard.
What have you heard from small business owners in your own district about this?
Well, the biggest thing is you know, the uncertainty that's been out there for all of this time, knowing that the tax policies of 2001 and 2003 are going to expire at the end of this year, and not knowing how to plan for next year. Now they find out, you know, given this vote, that their taxes could possibly be going up and going up in a substantial way. So it's, you know, when you tax job creation, then you're not going to have job creation. And that's exactly what this is. It's going after these businesses who will lead us out of this economic downturn if they're given the opportunity. But increasing their taxes isn't giving them the opportunity.
Well, let me get your reaction to a couple of issues that have come up as part of this debate. First of all, in the past few days, Speaker Pelosi and others have claimed that actually the extension of unemployment benefits rather than more tax cuts for the wealthy would actually be fostering greater job creation. Most conservatives certainly have recoiled at that idea. What's your reaction?
Well, you know, extending jobless benefits for a you know, what is it going on now, some 20-some-odd weeks, that isn't doing anything to create job creation. In fact, I've heard people say that, you know, why are they going to go out and look for a job? They're doing better just receiving those benefits. And the idea that you would tax those very individuals that are creating those jobs or potentially creating those jobs is just the most ridiculous thing ever. And that's the thing. That is the difference between what Speaker Pelosi thinks and you know, what the rest of the country thinks. You know, she's got a terrible spending problem, and she's going to try to fix that by increasing everyone's taxes. And that's the worst thing you can do in a downturn economy.
We've also heard some rumblings, and I'm sure you're aware of them as well, that the White House is apparently ready to deal on this. Ever since the midterm elections, we've seen them go back and forth on whether they're going to allow at least a temporary extension of all the tax cuts or fight to the finish on the top tax bracket. What have you heard, and do you think by the end of this lame duck session that you'll get at least partially what you want in terms of at least a partial extension of that top tax bracket tax cuts?
Well, those negotiations are ongoing as we speak. You know, we obviously would like to see them, tax provisions made permanent. If we just do an extension, all that does is create another situation where you've got uncertainty out there in you know, 2 years or whatever the time frame may be. But you know, I'll certainly settle for that if that's the you know, if that's all we can get. But I'm certainly pushing for a permanency provision, and you know, that's something that I think is important right now. But those negotiations are still going on.
In terms of another deal that I've heard at least a couple members talk about, and that would be, again, giving Republicans what they want, perhaps making permanent all but the top tax bracket, and then a couple years extension with that bracket. But Republicans would give Democrats what they want on the extension of unemployment benefits, at least temporarily. How would you respond to that idea?
Well, again, I'll have to look at what the proposal is. But it comes down to the situation of, you know, sooner or later, you've got to stop the spending. And we have a record, you know, length of time now that unemployment benefits have been extended, well over 20 some odd weeks in a row. And there comes a time where you just have to stop, and particularly when the country can't afford it. The country cannot afford the spending just to continue, particularly when it's unsustainable.
You mentioned that it affects job creation at the small business level and creates uncertainty at the small business level. Another tax that's set to expire that I know is critical to many small business owners is the estate tax, also known as the death tax. Is there any movement to either keeping it at zero or at least not letting it come back full freight come January 1st?
Well, that's obviously part of our proposal is to extend those tax policies in their entirety, all of them. And bottom line is death should not be a taxable event. And the idea that that a family or small business owner or a farmer should pay the government because they've had a death in their family after they've been paying taxes on those assets as long as they've owned them is just ridiculous. And that's again comes back to the fact that you've got people over there that they see this as a revenue problem, and it's not a revenue problem. You know, in the Small Business Committee, we had one of the members on the other side who was complaining about the death tax and kept going on about how is the government ever going to be able to fill that hole? You know, that's a $20 billion hole or $30 billion hole. How is the government ever going to fill that? And it was amazing to me, that she was talking about the government. It's not the government's money. And nobody ever asked any of those families or small business people or farmers, you know, how are they going to be able to fill that void when the government demands that they turn over half of that estate just simply because someone's passed away.
We're talking with Missouri Congressman Sam Graves, the rising chairman of the House Small Business Committee. And Congressman, let's look ahead a little bit to the new majority for Republicans. We're just a few weeks away from that. What are you already putting on the agenda as your top priorities once you take control of that committee?
Well, the first thing we want to do is take a look at some of these policies and how they are going to affect small business, try to shed some light on them. For instance, this 1099 provision in the health care bill and the incredible amount of money that's going to cost small businesses to be able to have to comply with that. We're going to take a look at the at things like proposals out there like cap and trade, how that is going to affect small business and how that is going to be a job-killing provision. This health care bill, which continues to rise in cost, and we continue to find stuff out there that is going to cost small businesses money. We're going to be taking a look at a lot of those things and what we can do to alleviate that and hopefully fix that for those small businesses next year to come.
Exit question, last 30 seconds. In addition to a predictable tax code, what do you think is most critical to certainty for small business owners?
Well, that's the biggest thing is tax code more than anything else. But they're also uncertain about the possibility of this cap and trade bill coming back. The health care bill, it continues to rise as we find more and more stuff in it. That health care bill has got to be repealed. It's going to cost the country far too much money, and it's going to cost businesses and a lot of jobs out there far too much, and small businesses just can't afford that right now.
Congressman, we know you've got to run. Thank you very much for being with us today. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Missouri Congressman Sam Graves, soon to be the chairman of the House Small Business Committee. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.